Three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Former President Trump this hour in Powder Springs, Georgia at a faith-based forum.
Well, I think this is a country that needs religion. It's like the glue that holds it together. And we don't have that.
Vice President Kamala Harris visiting a semiconductor plant in Michigan today. Earlier on the tarmac, asked about her takeaway from Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden over the weekend.
He is focused and actually fixated on his grievances, on himself, and on dividing our country.
Police saying fires set at ballot boxes in Oregon and Washington State are connected, and they have identified a suspect's vehicle. Quarter pounders are coming back to 900 McDonald's that pulled them from the menu last week because of E. coli cases, one of which was deadly. The onions seem to be the problem, and they're going to stay off the sandwiches. Former President Trump's advisor Steve Bannon is scheduled to be released from prison today after serving a four-month sentence for contempt of Congress. This is ABC News. If you're trying to plan a Thanksgiving feast without breaking the bank, there are a couple of ways that you could save.
Grocers are rolling back prices to compete with shoppers who are on a budget. Walmart is promoting a so-called inflation-free Thanksgiving, 29 items to feed 8 people for under $7 a person. Sam's Club members' meal feeds 10 at about 10 bucks a person, and it can be delivered to your house pre-cooked, so it only takes 2 hours to heat up. And Aldi is offering its lowest prices since 2019, a meal for 10, including a butterball turkey, at just under $5 per person.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. The president of the country of Georgia is urging the West to support protests taking place today following the release of the results of this weekend's parliamentary election, which she says she will not recognize. The influence of Russian President Vladimir Putin is being blamed for allegedly stolen election results in the former Soviet Republic. The president vowing to protesters she'll support the country's path. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Extend the life of your engine with a full synthetic oil change and save at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly full synthetic motor oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $29.99. Or upgrade to a MicroGuard select filter for just $2 more. Limit supply. Offer in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
I am Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. I come from farm families who preserve the bounteous summer and mason jars. Family farms around western Wisconsin still keep such traditions alive. We need to care for farmers because they care for us with the food they produce and their stewardship of this rich land. Supporting family farms creates jobs in western Wisconsin, protects the land, and provides food for local markets. Paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this ad.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, warm, a low near 60. And a mix of sun and clouds and staying mild tomorrow, high around 80. Showers around Tuesday night and Wednesday, breezy and colder. Temps falling through the 60s into the 50s by evening. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently at 72 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The vice presidential candidates in Wisconsin today, Democrat and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz making stops in Waukesha and Manitowoc, while Republican vice presidential candidate Ohio Senator J.D. Vance was in Racine and Wausau. A nearly 40% increase in early in-person absentee voting over 4 years ago doesn't surprise Wood County Clerk and Wisconsin County Clerks Association President Trent Miner.
You can look in your mailbox daily and find something from either of the parties or any of the candidates that say, you know, vote early. So I think that is turning out a lot of folks.
Early voting in Wisconsin began last week. It's that time of year again. Keep an eye out for deer in roadways. The State Department of Transportation says crash numbers involving deer begin rising during mating season in October and November. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin's student-athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Bauer Bill Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire. Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, Durand. Sunstrom and Company, your local tax experts, Durand, and Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include an update on the creation of a fire district, and the council will also go into closed session to discuss personnel issues. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall. Minnesota Housing has awarded nearly $39 million to small and mid-sized communities to create new rental units. The city of Wabasha is receiving nearly $3 million to build a 50-unit property in downtown Wabasha. The money is awarded through the Workforce Housing Developments and will fund the development of over 832 units in areas with a population of 30,000 people or less. Along with the Wabasha project, 24 other projects in Minnesota will receive money through the program. The Northern Wisconsin State Fair is alerting businesses to a possible scam. A poster has been circulating on social media asking for vendors for a Christmas market to be held at the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls for 2 weekends in December. The Northern Wisconsin State Fair said in a social media post that this is not a valid event being held at the fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. The fair said that all public events that the fairground hosts are posted on the Northern Wisconsin State Fair website at nwsfa.com. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is warning about fake election texts. The commission Friday said people need to be careful when they respond to any text about next month's election. Commissioners say they've received copies of texts that tell voters there's a problem with their voter registration or that their voter information may be wrong. The Elections Commission says those texts are not necessarily scams, but are likely having incorrect information. The commission says voters can always check their registration and/or voter information with their local clerk or at the state's My Vote system. We're waiting for more specifics on a weekend crash near Wazee Lake in Jackson County. Firefighters from Black River Falls said they responded to the crash Sunday morning at the recreation area that left a vehicle on fire. A person was flown to the hospital with serious injuries. No one is saying, however, what happened in that crash. You're listening to WRDN News.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
A Buffalo County man has been charged after a body and dozens of animals were found in a mobile home in Fountain City last week. Arthur McMullen was charged on Friday with one count of hiding a corpse, two counts of mistreatment of animals and causing death, four counts of intentional failure to provide food for animals, and one count of resisting and obstructing an officer. Deputies responded to the mobile home on Wednesday and found the body of a woman along with dozens of dogs and cats in poor health and underweight. He's being held on a $10,000 cash bond. He returns to courts on Friday. The new Amtrak train running between St. Paul and Chicago through eastern Minnesota and western Wisconsin has had its 100,000th rider. Amtrak says the Borealis line reached the milestone in less than 6 months of operation. The train stops in Milwaukee, Wisconsin Dells, La Crosse, Winona, and Red Wing daily. Every passenger on the celebratory ride on Friday received an extra 500 Amtrak reward points and a $100,000 candy bar. Saturday was Drug Take Back Day in Wisconsin. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Department said it collected 87 pounds of expired prescription medications during an event in Fountain City. If you still have unused or expired medications, you can drop them off at the courthouse in Alma. Drug Take Back Day is held to help prevent prescription medications from getting into the water supply or accidentally being used by children. It was a day of service yesterday to remember Lake Halley's fallen Girl Scouts. Teachers and students at Helmstead Elementary School spent part of their day yesterday cleaning up trash along the highway. They were there to remember Jana Kelly, Autumn Helkinson, Haley Hickel, and her mother, Sarah Jo Schneider, who died while picking up trash along the highway back in 2018. A driver who was high at the time hit and killed them. Teacher Amy Womiak said the idea is to be good for the world and good for the community. Next Sunday will be the 6th anniversary of the girls' deaths. As the tax season approaches, the IRS is encouraging you to sign up for an Identity Protection Personal Identification Number. Spokesperson Christopher Miller says it's an extra layer of security that helps prevent people from filing a tax return using your name and Social Security number and then stealing your refund. Miller says people should sign up for a PIN by November 23rd so they can get it in time for tax season. More information is available online at irs.gov. You're listening to WRDN News.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
A Western Wisconsin man is the winner of Friday's Elon Musk $1 million lottery. American PAC said Brian Bauer of Eau Claire won after signing a petition to support the First and Second Amendments of the Constitution. There are questions about the legality of the lottery. It's against federal law to pay someone to register to vote, and the Elon Musk lottery specifies only registered voters can win. The Justice Department is investigating and has sent a warning letter to American PAC. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Reddick revs up Jordan's mood. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Want to know the latest with short track racing around the country? Well, one show has you covered. NASCAR Coast to Coast. Hi, I'm Kyle Rickey. Join Chris Wilner and I each week as we break down the biggest headlines in grassroots racing and in NASCAR's regional and touring series. We also talk to rising stars from your favorite short track. That's NASCAR Coast to Coast. Watch or listen today on YouTube, Facebook, MRN.com, or your favorite podcast platform.
Eight drivers in this field today have an opportunity to win a championship.
For eight remaining drivers, what matters,
the playoffs, let's make it happen,
is the moment. Steel focus on detail.
Lock in.
Driven by heart.
Tighten our asses off.
Steered by steady hands.
Middle, middle, middle.
And the resolve to make a run for the ages.
Hell yeah, get it.
The NASCAR Cup Series Playoffs Elimination Race, presented by Xfinity at Martinsville. Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC.
When Tyler Reddick captured the NASCAR Cup Series victory at Homestead Miami Speedway Sunday and made the championship four, there was one person as excited as he was, 2311 Racing co-owner Michael Jordan.
To be able to reward him with the days like we had today is a true honor. So it was really cool to see how happy he was. He believed in me. He believes in this team, the people that him, Denny, and everybody else is put together to create what 2311 is. He's put a lot towards it, and it's really cool in these critical moments to be able to deliver for him and for everybody else that's a part of the team.
To help hurricane recovery efforts, go to redcross.org to make a financial or blood donation. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before October 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is October 30th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number, 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
Steve Stricker's PGA Tour Champions event, which is moving to TPC Wisconsin next year, will be moving to a team format. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. The three-day tournament will feature partners playing together for the first time. The event will be held June 6th through the 8th. Despite NFL Network reports that suggest that Jordan Love's groin injury is not a serious one, Packers coach Matt LaFleur was not tipping his hand and said he's not sure where those reports are coming from. LaFleur did say that if Love feels well enough to play this Sunday, he willed against the Lions. Week 8 of the NFL season wrapping up tonight with the 5-2 Pittsburgh Steelers playing host to the 2-5 New York Giants. NBA basketball, the Bucks are on the road tonight taking their 1-2 record to Boston to take on the 3-0 defending NBA champion Celtics. Bucks will be trying to end a 2-game losing streak. Game 3 of the World Series tonight in New York City, the Yankees trailing the Dodgers 2-0. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week unveiled new trail plans for Rib Mountain State Park outside Wausau. The plan includes hiking, climbing, bouldering, mountain biking, snowmobiling, and alpine skiing. More details when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
The Wisconsin DNR last week announced it has begun the conceptual trail planning process for a property-wide plan at Rib Mountain State Park. The concept phase will begin implementing the property master plan approved by the State Natural Resources Board in December 2022. The agency is completing the trail planning work in collaboration with many key local partners, including the Friends of Rib Mountain State Park, Wisconsin Climbers Association, and the Central Wisconsin Off-Road Cycling Coalition. The collaborating groups say that Rib Mountain State Park is poised to be a central Wisconsin destination for natural resources and recreational enthusiasts. The DNR anticipates a public engagement period as part of the trail planning process early next year. For more information and to get signed up to receive project alerts, visit the Rib Mountain State Park webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Rib Mountain. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, warm, a low near 60. And a mix of sun and clouds and staying mild tomorrow, high around 80. Showers around Tuesday night and Wednesday, breezy and colder. Temps falling through the 60s into the 50s by evening. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently at 72 degrees.
Good afternoon and welcome to the channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Joining us today, it's Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln. Well, Jeff, let's take an initial look at the market. A lot of red on the screen here today. Corn's going to finish down 2 to 5 cents. Soybeans are going to settle out here 10 to 13 cents lower on the day. And then wheat in Kansas City, a dime lower today. You know, we ended last week with a little bit of strength. Come in on a Monday and see this red. First of all, what are your thoughts just on a Monday grain trade? What do you think?
Well, you know, we come in on this Monday, and I think we look around, and one of the things that really stands out right away would be the fact that we had crude oil backing off over $4 a barrel. So, you know, when we ended up seeing Israel strike Iran, you know, that and the wasn't any of the oil infrastructure hit in Iran, I would say overall that allowed the market to take some of that premium out on the crude oil side. And honestly, anytime we take some of that crude oil out, I think what we ended up seeing is that we see some pressure put on this market. Also, this time of year, we know as we come in here, there's not a lot of farmer selling happen, but there is some of that. So I think you've got a little bit of hedge pressure that comes into play. And then also we come off of last week, and last week we had some really good export sales. And I think that kind of gave us a little bit of boost into the weekend. And then when we come into Monday, now everything's looking ahead and saying, okay, what's the weather looking like? We've got, you know, probably some improved weather conditions happening down in South America. And also does look like we're going to see some increased chances for rain later on this week happening here in the U.S. also, Chad.
All right. Well, let's take one of those things that you mentioned in the exports. Maybe we can expand on that a little bit, because if I'm thinking back to last week, we had a number of daily announcements. It was, you know, here's another one, and quite a few different countries represented in those reports. So you come in, you think this is going to continue? What do you think are the keys for the export story?
Yeah, the export story is, you know, is really turning out really good. And we do need it to be good, but it's turning out really strong on both the corn and the soybean side. But let's start on corn first. And I think the biggest thing on the corn side is that we've got basis levels that are attractive enough as you look out across the other competition we have, whether that be Argentina or Ukraine or Brazil. You know, we're very attractive on our levels, and we're seeing a lot of individuals step in and buy even on the corn side. And the other thing we have to think about is that, you know, a big competitor of ours is Brazil. And Brazil, ultimately, with the crop size that they had, you know, they're sitting there now with really not much corn to offer. And the big thing is that they really won't have a lot more corn to offer, you know, until we get probably back around till the latter part of June into July of next year. So that puts us in a good place. The other country last year that was giving us a lot of competition also was Ukraine. And this year, due to a couple things. One is that you've ended up seeing a smaller crop over there, and as a result, their prices have been higher and on what they're offering out. So that's made it so that we've been able to be more competitive and able to sell some bushels that they might have normally picked up. And what's really been good to see is a country that we used to see all the time buying from the U.S. of South Korea. And we did see them come back in and buying some. And usually that's a really good sign, because if we're not real competitive on price, then a lot of times they'll end up buying bushels out of South America, and in particular, usually out of Brazil. So, you know, that's a few things going on the corn side. Switching over to the beans, had a really good bean number. But what we know is, unlike corn, our, our amount of time we have to get bean sales on the books is rather limited, because we know even though this year we had planting start just a little bit later, we know we are catching up, and then that'd be down in South America. But as we come back around, we turn the calendar, you know, to the new year, we get into the latter part of January and into February, you know, there'll be some soybeans coming out of South America, and you go, then our window closes on that. But as of right now, we're seeing some very good sales. And the other thing about it, I do think it will continue here for a little while. I think we're in about our 10th, it could be our 11th day in which we've had flash sales show up, you know, and that's where USDA is announcing them, that we're having sales from countries. So it's good to see that prices and basis are where they're at, where it's attractive. We're getting some good demand, Chad.
Okay, so do you think that's maybe one of the reasons why some of the spreads are tightening up a little bit? You know, the deferred contracts had been wider. That's tightened up here a little bit. What's the thought behind that?
Yeah, that's really interesting, because you come in and you think about the size of the crop we're going to have on both the corn and soybean size. And if it was all just based off the size of the crop, you know, we would have expected to see the spreads probably even getting a little bit bigger, considering where the interest rates are currently at this year, and also based on where the storage costs are at. But because I think one of the things we're seeing is that demand is strong enough, and then also the farmer selling isn't as much as probably what a lot of the buyers would like to see. So as a result, the spreads are the way that they can kind of encourage those commercial traders and the farmer to a certain degree too. If you're looking down the road and you aren't seeing quite as much carry in the market, then the tendency will be for some of the commercial traders at a certain point in here will let some bushels go. And that's what the market's telling us it needs.
All right. Really quickly, what's the latest on the Mississippi River shipping levels? Because that is a key to trying to get some of these exports out of the United States, right?
Yeah, it definitely is. It's something we want to keep a very close eye on. And as of right now, you know, we're about, if we look at the Mississippi River down at Memphis, it's about 9.76 feet below low. And when we look at here recently, it did get all the way down to about 9.88 feet. Now, how does that compare to last year? Last year at this particular day, it was down about 8.77, but last year it did go, you know, it had been lower and then kind of improved. At one point last year on October 17th, it was down about 12 feet below low. Now, the thing we're watching going forward is that by about November 6th, it is forecasted to be down to minus 11. Now, that's not the lowest it's ever been, but that's getting down there, Chad.
All right. Definitely something that we have to keep an eye on. Again, joining us on today's Channel Final Bell, Jeff Peterson, Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln. Coming up in the second half of the program, we'll talk a little bit about the funds, what sort of activity they've been involved in here, maybe what it would take to get these prices to continue to remain strong. That and more coming up in the second half of the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer, and Jeff Peterson, Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln, joins us for continuing this conversation about how we're getting going on the grains. Again, a little weaker to start here today with corn down three to five, soybeans down 10 to 13, and Kansas City wheat 10 cents lower to start the week. We had talked about some of the exports, with that being said, and kind of a demand for these grains exporting, what about domestic use? What about basis levels? What are the stories on basis that we should be talking about right now?
Yeah, so as we kind of sit back and think about the basis levels, a few things that we've seen, you know, we really through and had a very, very fast harvest, you know, as we're moving along. So a lot of these grain buyers, whether it be the individuals are loading out, you know, shuttle trains, or if they're, you know, ethanol plants or soybean crush facilities, you have a lot of grain coming at them, but yet the basis actually held in there very well. And what we're seeing, and we're seeing it first start off on the soybean side, we're starting to see the basis levels improve. And we're seeing it improve rather nicely. And the corn in many areas, if you're in an area right now, the first improvement we'll start to see will be on the ethanol plants. And then from there, then it will be any of the elevators that maybe didn't quite get enough grain. But most everybody got enough bushels. They just didn't get enough ownership. And so as a result, what we're seeing is we're seeing some improvements start to happen over there on the corn side. Now, as we go forward from here, we're going to see even greater improvement on both the corn and soybean basis levels. But something I want to caution everybody on that is that it's not because the bushels are not out there. The bushels are definitely out there. And in many areas, as you drive around, you see a lot of ground piles. Now, I'll be the first to admit, the yields were hurt. So we could have had an even bigger crop had we had finishing rains. And I know that that happened. But what that means when we come back to basis is we'll see some improvement. The improvement is happening because the demand is strong enough and we aren't seeing enough farmer selling happen. Also from the export or from the elevator side, what they're saying is they're saying, you know what, we've got a little carry in the market. And as a result, you know, we're going to hold on a little while until we physically go ahead and start moving some of those bushels. That'll help basis levels, you know, continue to firm. And then from the farmer side, those bin doors are closed. His mind is switching over to field work. And he's also looking at it and going, you know what, we're way below break-even levels here. I'm really not interested in selling anything. So you bring all those things together, and that's going to continue to give us some improving basis. But at a certain point in here, when bushels do start to move, and that'll happen when we either see forced selling happen, maybe it's, you know, as we're getting towards end of the year or first part of the year, or as we would have some improvement in the price, then this basis will back up pretty fast. But so far, we're optimistic we can still see some better levels yet, Chad.
All right. Indications by their actions so far. What are the funds' attitudes about the markets these days?
You know, the funds have kind of been back and forth. You know, they really went on a nice buying spree, and then they kind of went ahead and pulled off for a week in here. And as a result, a commitment trades report that came out on Friday, and that would be from the results of, you know, all the way from the previous Tuesday, would show corn, they're short about 71,499 contracts. Now, when you take into account their position, what they did as they finished out the week, they're short about 52,000 coming into trade today. On the soybean side, short about 59,574 contracts as of this morning when the market opened it, short about 57,000 contracts. And then over on Chicago wheat side, short about 28,915 contracts through this past Tuesday. And then as of this morning here, short about 32,000 contracts. And so the fund activity, you know, they don't have a big long, they don't have a big short by no means. And so could they still impact this market? They sure could, but we're going to have to get something in there. I don't think they want to sell it off this time, but I don't see them really wanting to step in here and really buy it hard either.
Okay. So all of that being said, to come down to this, where do we go from here? I guess, you know, what are your thoughts? Is it going to take a certain amount of quite a few things to try and hold this value to keep the grains higher? What do you think things look like from here?
Yeah, so as we dig in, the easiest place we always like to start is we go back to that stocks-to-use ratio, and we take that ending stocks, we divide it by our total amount of demand, and you get our ending stocks in the low 13%, and, you know, that would suggest fair value of the corn is probably, you know, somewhere right now, somewhere around about the $3.95 to $4 area. And that doesn't mean I think we'll back off down to there, but that just gives you an idea where fair value is. Now, to move forward from here, we know we've got some really dry conditions here in the U.S., but it's too early to really focus on that. To get this market to move up out of here, really is going to have to see some weather problems happening in South America, or ultimately to end up seeing, you know, maybe something happens between Israel and Iran, and maybe there's some additional attacking of their, you know, oil infrastructure in Iran that would drive this crude oil up. It's going to be those type of items to get this market to move and keep going, Chad.
All right, Jeff, as always, great insight. Thank you so much. Again, that's Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln. Do remember, trading of commodity futures does involve a substantial risk of loss. Might not be suitable for all investors. Do keep that in mind as you work through your marketing plan. That does it for today's program, Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel and your local dealers. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.
I'm Terry Schoonover, candidate for Assembly in District 29, which runs along the Mississippi River from Trempealeau in the south to Prescott in the north and over to Blair in the east. Our rural schools are hurting. Since 2010, the revenue limit on our school districts has fallen behind inflation by $3,300 per student. That's a huge reduction. Our kids are losing out. As your representative, my first priority will be to increase state funding for our rural schools. I'd appreciate your vote for Assembly on November 5th, paid for by Schoonover for 8029, Bill Brueger, Treasurer.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. A draft of the 2025 Dietary Guidelines was released last week from the USDA and HHS, and the administration's push for more plant-based food in American diets was roundly criticized by both meat eaters and the livestock industry. I'll have the details after this. Matt Baker, Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant from Akron, Kentucky, joined me on Agronomy for Your Acres to discuss harvest progress in his part of the Commonwealth and how farmers are preparing for 2025.
We're probably 60-70% done with our corn harvest. Corn yields, a lot of my customers, I think, are pleasantly surprised with their corn yields. They're slightly above average or above expectations. Our soybean harvest is probably 40-50% complete. Soybean yields are good, but not anything to write home about.
What's on growers' minds as you talk to them in the combine?
We're talking fall fertility. We've started picking up our grid sampling quite a bit. When we grid sample a field, we will break it up into 5-acre grids. It gives us a higher detailed view of how fertility and pH and all of these factors vary in a field. It gives us a much higher and much more precise idea of what's happening and how things are varying in the field, and helps us unlock some nutrients also that are either lacking or tied up, and allows us to correct those.
You can learn more about improving your fertility plans at NutrientAgSolutions.com. Every 5 years, the Departments of Agriculture and Health and Human Services release their Dietary Guidelines for Americans, and the next update is scheduled for 2025. While the final update is still months away, a proposal for the new rules was released last week, and it stirred up some strong reactions. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association, RCAF, and the National Pork Producers Federation have all raised concerns regarding proposed limits on red and processed meats. Each of these groups argue that the new draft guidelines are based more on recent public trends and less on scientific evidence related to nutrient-rich diets. Following the release, the NCBA emphasized the nutritional importance of beef, which it argues offers essential nutrients that are often unrepresented in other protein sources. In response to the draft guidelines, the NCBA pointed out that plant-based foods already account for over 70% of the average American diet, a percentage that has increased along with a slew of health concerns. They argue that this balance demonstrates an existing lean toward plant-based foods in American diets, making further reductions in meat recommendations unnecessary and potentially harmful to meeting nutritional needs. The National Pork Producers Federation is equally vocal. They point out that pork provides key nutrients like B vitamins, iron, and zinc, which support health and wellness across various age groups. Leadership fears these new recommendations could hurt U.S. pork producers if they lead to reduced demand in the federal nutrition programs and beyond. These industry voices are advocating for what they call a, quote, science-based approach to food policy, noting that excessive limitations on red meat can overlook vital dietary components, particularly for specific groups like children, elderly adults, and those with higher protein requirements. RCAF has gone even further. They're calling the guidelines a, quote, government-driven attempt to shift diets, and expressed worry over the potential impact on the family rancher across the country. I'll be back with more after this.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows
Safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
As of now, the 2025 dietary guidelines are still in the proposal stage. The final version won't be expected until early next year. Livestock producers, meat processing companies, and big fans of barbecue will have a chance to comment directly on that final rule once it's published, but until then, they should continue talking to both the public at large and their elected representatives about the importance of meat in America's diets. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions. Thanks for listening.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Eric Hovde's been caught lying again. Caught lying about Tammy Baldwin 20 times in his ads. The latest, quote, Hovde falsely claimed that Tammy Baldwin supports sex change surgery on minors. The truth? Tammy Baldwin doesn't support that, and there's no sex change surgeries on minors anywhere in Wisconsin. None. Hovde also lied about Baldwin, quote, giving our money to a transgender clinic. That's been found false three different times. The Journal Sentinel says the truth is Baldwin supported mental health funding for a homeless youth shelter. That's right. Hovde's attacking a place for homeless kids. We all know what Eric Hovde is doing. He's trying to scare you, but they are all lies. Wisconsin is better than this. We're not going to let some billionaire California banker lie his way into the United States Senate.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, warm, a low near 60. And a mix of sun and clouds and staying mild tomorrow, high around 80. Showers around Tuesday night and Wednesday, breezy and colder. Temps falling through the 60s into the 50s by evening. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently at 72 degrees.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. But it was 5 years later on a southbound plane, I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that.
been paid. But the memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget, no, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget, something like that. Oh, not something like that.
So many thoughts to sit and ponder about life, love, and the lack of, and this emptiness in my heart. Too old to be wild and free still, too young to be over the hill still. Trying to grow up, but who knows where to start. So I just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Sun comes up and sun sinks down and out. Seen them both in this tourist town. Up for days in the rain, just trying to search my soul for all the answers and the reasons why I'm at these crossroads in my life. And I really don't know which way to go. So I'll just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Which road I'll travel is still a mystery to me. So I'll just sit right here, have another beer in Mexico. Do my best, waste another day. Sit right.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I read a note my grandma wrote back in 1923. Grandpa kept it in his coat, and he
He showed it once to me. He said, boy, you might not understand, but a long, long time ago, Grandma's daddy didn't like me none, but I loved your grandma so. We had this crazy plan to meet and run away together, get married in the first town we came to and live forever. But nailed to the tree where we were supposed to meet instead, I found this letter, and this is what it said. If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. I read those words just hours before my grandma passed away, in the doorway of a church where me and grandpa stopped to pray. I know I'd never seen him cry in all my 15 years, but as he said these words to her, his eyes filled up with tears. If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. Between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I
Jesus.